Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
You can't spring, we're going to go. I always have to use the clock and say we're leaving in 15 minutes, we're leaving in 5 minutes, we're leaving in 3 minutes. What I start to do at about this age was I would time him on everything. I'm serious, even his homework. I do that now. When I left today, I said, George, before I get home, I want you to do ABC. And he'll say to me, what time are you going to be home, Mom? And I'll say, I get off at 5. I'm hoping he's going to have it done before 5. But I give him time. George, I'd like to have this done, like on a Saturday. George, I would like you to bring up XYZ from the laundry room, and I'd like it done before 11:15. And I give him these times. I used to put the timer on, especially before he understood the sense of time and analog. You know, we can look at the digital on our computer, on our stove, on our microwave. But what I used to do is I would set the timer. So he knew that, okay, I'm giving you 5 minutes. And when the timer goes off, that's it. And I found that that helped his time management because he knew he only had a certain amount of time. And he had it until the timer went off. It would be a reward system a lot of times until we got to it. Another thing that I love, and it sounds really crazy, guys, but we as adults, we go into meetings, and what's the first thing we anticipate when we go into a meeting? An agenda. What are we going to talk about? Who's going to be here? How long is it going to take? Well, I feel that kids deserve that. Now, it sounds really structured, but what would happen is the kids would know what was expected at what time.
Matt is listening in. Fergus Falls, Matt, you're on with Mary Wangren. Go ahead with your call.
I was diagnosed with ADHD in 10th grade, and it makes you feel ostracized. It makes you feel alone, and it's very hard to deal with, but it's a very common and prevalent problem, obviously, today.
Absolutely. I think that you've really brought out some really good things. First of all, you only have one person's standards, and that's God's. You know what? He is the only one that really cares about really what's happening in your life. He and your parents, of course, don't get me wrong. But like I always tell the kids, you have numero uno best friend in the world, and that's Jesus Christ. And he's always there no matter what happens. And those are the standards of your family and yourself and to heck what everybody else is looking at. Because you know what I found out? When you get behind those perfect family doors, you find out that their house is just as messy as your own. But it's easier said than done. Second of all, the frustrations, absolutely. But I believe that God gives you guys, everybody that has a diagnosis, God gives you guys a strength that gets you up every day and gets you going. And you just got to realize that your frustrations are for what they are, and somebody else's who seems like they have no frustrations, they do. They're just not telling you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.